stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November 1st.
Good morning.
Not even 2 months till Christmas, huh?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Wow.
The holidays are coming.
They are. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to have to play you some comedy here because the carpet cleaner is here and didn't make it on time. So we're going to need about 10 minutes or so, folks. And we apologize for that. So we're going to play you some Chris Rock, if you don't mind. He's already starting to make the noise there. So here's some Chris Rock. We'll be back in a few minutes.
10 minutes.
You know, I was just in my hotel a little while ago on my way here. And I got in the elevator, right? I'm getting in the elevator, and these two high school white boys tried to get on with me. And I just dove off. I said, y'all ain't killing me. I am scared of young white boys. If you white and under 21, I am running for the hill. What the hell is wrong with these white kids shooting up the school? They don't even wait till 3 o'clock either. Killing people in the morning, that ain't right. It's that trench coat mafia. No one would play with us. We had no friends in the trench coat mafia. Hey, I saw the yearbook picture. It was six of them. I ain't have six friends in high school. I don't got six friends now. See, that's 3-on-3 with a half court. What the hell is wrong with these kids? I got people telling me, come on, Chris, come up to a school, talk to the kids. I'm like, fuck the kids. Do you got a vest? Maybe I'll think about it. And everybody wanna know what the kids was listening to. What kind of music was they listening to? Or what kind of movies was they watching? Who gives a fuck what they was watching? Whatever happened to crazy? What happened to crazy? Well, you can't be crazy no more? Do we eliminate crazy from the dictionary? Fuck the record, fuck the movie, crazy. When I was a kid, they used to separate the crazy kids from everybody. When I was a kid, the crazy kids went to school in a little ass bus. They had a class at the end of the school, and they used to get out of school at 2:30. Just in case they went crazy, they would only hurt other crazy kids. And we was all safe. We was all safe. Then the world coming to an end. World coming to an end. You're going to have little white kids saying, I want to go to a black school where it's safe. That's right, man. And everybody talking about gun control. Gotta get rid of the guns. Fuck that, I like guns. You got a gun, you don't have to work out. I ain't working out. I ain't jogging. You got pecs, I got techs. Oh, that shit. You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. more innocent bystanders. Shot to be like, damn, he must have did something. Should they put $50,000 worth of bullets in his head? And people will think before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job, I'm gonna start saving some money, and you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway. So even if you get shot by a straight bullet, you won't have to go to no doctor to get it taken out. Whoever shot you will take their bullet back. I believe you got my property. It's a nightmare. See, everybody blame the kids and fucking crazy. And everybody want to be mad at the kids for shooting up the school. What about the parents? The parents is really fucked up, man. The damn parents need to go to jail for some of this fucking shit, man. You know, because everybody know that crazy-ass kid that went to jail. You go, man, he ain't never had a chance. If you know this mama, you know he gonna be there. I was at the club the other night. I was down at Life, chilling at the club. You know, I'm chilling with this girl, and she was dancing. And it's about 2 in the morning, I'm talking to her, and realize she, you know, she had like 2 kids at home. Now, I don't mind the 2 kids at home. That's all good. But I'm like, what the fuck is you doing in the club at 2 in the fucking morning on a Wednesday night? What the fuck you doing? Is it your birthday? Did you get a raise? Well, you got to get the fuck out. I'm kicking you the fuck out. Yes, bye, bye, bye. Yeah, go take care of them kids before they rob me in 10 years. Yeah, man, you gotta get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time. Tired of this shit. Motherfucker, and there's a bunch of girls like, you don't need no man to help you raise no child. You don't need no man. Shut the fuck up with the bullshit. Yeah, you can do it without a man, but that don't mean it's to be.
All right, that's Chris Rock. Let's turn him off here. Yeah, sorry about that, guys. For those of you just joining us, we had the carpet cleaner here, and he didn't finish quite at 10 o'clock, so we had to take a little break because somebody spilled a whole large Coke here on the carpet yesterday.
Might I add, it was not me.
It was not you, yeah.
Shocker, I know.
Yeah, so...
How was your Halloween? Did you end up doing anything?
I did not. How about yourself?
Did you go?
I'm sure you went somewhere, right?
As you know, I planned to stay in. I said, you know what? I'm just going to stay in and hand out trick-or-treats. And of course, I did not.
Yeah.
No, I went to Anaheim, the Grove at Anaheim. A friend of mine was playing his band Rio, which is like a tribute band to Duran Duran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Went to that. There were 2 other bands playing, and then I got to go backstage and just hang out with them and have a few drinks.
Wow, that's cool. Did you have to wear a costume or something?
Everybody did but me.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That figures.
I was dressed up, though. I just wasn't dressed up as something.
Right.
I dressed nice. I was in my sparkly stilettos and.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you have some pictures of that? Sparkly stilettos.
Somebody does, I'm sure.
That would be interesting.
You'll
to see.
It'll be tagged. I'm sure on Facebook you will see pictures of me from last night.
Yeah. Cool. So in a few minutes, folks, we're going to have a guest who is a former porn star who is now born again. And she talks all against porn and stuff. So, yeah, the book is Truth Behind the Fantasy of Porn, The Greatest Delusion on Earth.
Shelley Lubin, right? Is that her name?
I think Lubin or Lubin. Yeah,
Lubin
we'll find
Lubin.
Out. Yeah, L-U-B-B-E-N.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah, I started reading the book, and, man, she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
So...
Former porn actress went through childhood sexual abuse to prostitution to deadly, unglamorous porn.
Right.
And we're going to hear all about that soon.
Yeah, so I think she's become an activist against porn. So we'll see. Since we had a porn star here who told us how much she loves it, we'll see what other people think.
Yeah, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinions. I mean, I certainly would think it would be. I would never assume that it's a glamorous path.
I think many people do, you know, because, I mean, remember when we had Sienna here the other day? She's got a house in Malibu and, you know, like a beach house and stuff. I mean, she's got like some major bucks, you know?
Yeah, but I asked her a question specifically. I'm like, for somebody that's just getting started in this career, such as like, for me, if I wanted to get started and I'm a no-name in porn, I asked how much would I make to do, you know, a little scene.
So it was like $1,000 a scene,
right? She said $800, and to me, that's pennies to me.
Yeah.
To expose yourself in that way.
Yeah.
And to have that online for the rest of your life. I mean, that's pennies.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing.
I know.
But, you know, whatever.
But some people may not care, you know, so who knows. Here's a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Shelley Lubin calling in to talk about Rack Week.
Yes, Shelley, we were just talking about you, and you called a few minutes early, but that's fine because we are right on the topic right now. So welcome to the show, Shelley. Where do you call us from? What part of the country are you in?
Bakersfield, California.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Not too far?
Yeah, not too far from us. And, but you used to live down here in the valley, huh? During your glory days.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call them the glory days, but I definitely, I actually used to be homeless down there, and, you know, I had no idea that someday I would actually be working in the porn industry, in the porn capital of the world, so.
Yeah. I know, and Chatsworth is pretty much where everything starts, you know, and then it's downhill from there, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Shelley, you wrote a book called Truth Behind the Fantasy of Porn, The Greatest Illusion on Earth. Now, why is that a fantasy and why is it an illusion? I mean, I don't know that everybody thinks that way, but, and Steph was just asking me about it. She says, I don't think it's that glamorous, or it doesn't seem glamorous to me. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it sounds like you guys have eyes to see, but the majority of people that, you know, I get thousands and thousands of emails from people all over the world, and they're shocked to hear the truth. They thought these women enjoyed making porn. You know, they've got the glamour, they've got, it looks, you know, they lie and say, I love what I do, baby, you know, and a lot of people are buying that lie. I mean, I did it too when I was in the industry. I mean, we were... You know, once you're in porn, you're pretty much trapped in that lifestyle. That, you know, you're doing drugs and alcohol on the set, and there's a lot of abuse that goes on. And so a lot of people don't know that side of porn. They see, like, you know, people, like, do 2020 on TV, and they're showing Jenna Jameson and how porn empowers her, and she's, you know, this is a very feminist. And then I'm like, no way, that's not true. And so for the last 7 years, I've been exposing this industry and breaking the illusion to help people stop, you know, viewing pornography.
Yeah. Now, you were in pornography between 94 and 95, if I recall, in the book. And so that was just a period of 1 year, but you made 30 films during that time. And now, how did you get into that in the first place? How does someone end up in porn, or do you end up right away, or is there something that leads up to it?
Well, back in the 90s, it was only a few hundred of us. Well, now there's literally thousands and thousands of young women because of the internet. But in my day, porn stars would get kickbacks by bringing new meat into the industry. So a porn star actually coached me in a strip club, and I had been in the sex industry already 6 years, and I was burned out. And so she just told me, you know, you can make porn and make like 2,000 movies, and it's legal. And, you know, I'm like, wow, legal alone was... You know, I thought that was great because obviously I was involved in prostitution, which is not legal.
Right.
So, and they promised me I would be kept safe. I mean, they're like, all the pornographers lie. Oh, baby, you're going to be the next big porn star. Don't worry, you're safe. We're the cleanest people in the world. But I actually got burned after about 30 movies, and I caught 2 sexually transmitted diseases.
Wow.
And one of them was non-curable. And the other one led to cervical cancer. And I had to have half of my cervix removed. So nobody told me that would happen.
Yeah, I know. And I think there's a lot of roughness going on and not a lot of sympathy. I mean, we had a lot. We had a porn star here the other day, and she was describing how one girl was really, like, taken to the hospital after a scene. Remember that stuff?
Oh, right, because the sex was so violent.
Right, and, so she was, ripped inside.
And that's just the one that got to go to the hospital. Most of it is very degrading, hardcore pornography, because that's the kind of demand that porn addicts are making on the industry. Because the porn industry, actually, they record the habitual the habits of porn users because they want more consumers. It's all about the money. And so
right.
nowadays, porn consumers are demanding hard, gross pornography. And
uh-huh.
so this is why women are being kicked, slapped, choked, called names.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what people want to see, and that's how sick our nation is.
Right. But, I mean, is all porn like that? Because I know there's some porn that's not violent or anything.
I,
you know,
I guess
it just
it's
shows
within your limits.
People having
way.
Sex, you know.
The majority of porn is very violent and degrading. I go to porn conventions to do outreaches, and all you see is porn everywhere where girls are in you know, in a movie with like 25 men, and everything is degrading and violent. The only there might be some soft porn,
right.
but it's not the majority for sure. Like the contract girls that make it look like it's glamorous, they represent about 1% of the porn industry. I represent like 90% of the porn industry. So no, most of it, I mean, anyone can go online and see, you know, I mean, the biggest genre in porn right now is like teen sex. It's disgusting. And then
wow.
it's also amateur porn. It's very big
yeah.
because the reason why they like to do amateur porn is they don't have to pay as much for the new meat. So it's a very cutthroat, filthy business, and it's actually illegal. The way they're making porn in the state of California, it's actually illegal for bodily fluids to touch skin, and yet they break the law blatantly every day. They have no regard for the law whatsoever.
Yeah.
So my organization actually fights the porn industry and demands that they that our California would enforce the current safety and health laws and
right.
protect workers. I mean, this is the only industry I know that can get away with this much murder.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you did mention that some people had died. And how many did you say died between 2008 and now I think you said 30 or something? Or
Actually, between 2007 and 2010, out of a very small group, about 1,500 people, 36 porn stars
what?
Died from HIV, suicide, and homicide and drugs.
Right.
That doesn't
insane.
Include all the other premature deaths.
Yeah.
Even the music industry, I did a research project. Even the music industry, which is at least 10 times bigger, does not have as many drug, suicide, HIV-related deaths as the porn industry.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but I got to tell you, you know, we meet a lot of them. Many of them come through the station and stuff on the various shows and that. And it seems like, you know, almost mainstream, you know, people seem to accept it now and, you know, and just, you know, just be fascinated by this stuff.
Fascinated. I think the word is addicted, but
yeah,
I mean, it's becoming more mainstream. Obviously, our culture is so overly sexualized. You know, I think how far can we go? Because, you know, in the 90s, it was way different than it is now, and the porn industry is actually 20 times itself in just 15 years.
Mm.
What's it going to be in 15 more years? What are my daughters going to be, you know, with their kids, raising my grandkids? What's it going to be like? Will they even be able to walk the street?
That's true, yeah. So now you said before you got into this, you were in prostitution, right, for a while?
And stripping, yes.
Yeah, and stripping.
Prostitution was a completely different act.
Oh,
completely.
Yeah.
It's still horrible, but at least you're with one person and you control the environment.
Right.
Whereas in the porn set, it's a male-dominated industry. So you go to private locations and there's like 10 males on the set and maybe one or two females.
That's right. Crazy.
And you will do what they say. It's not a female. There are not female porn producers or female porn directors. If there is, there's like two. Most of it out of like hundreds of companies is males dominating females. And what is a young 18, 19, or 20-year-old girl going to do when the porn producer tells her, you're going to do this? And she says, I didn't agree to that. And he goes, well, you're going to do it, or you're not going to get paid, or you're going to get blacklisted, or you're going to get hurt.
Right.
Wow.
They intimidate the women and break them down so much that they just become almost like children. They can't even speak up for themselves. And you can tell by looking at some of the popular porn nowadays, these girls look like they're on drugs or just they're passed around like a rag doll between male performers. It's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Now, you said in the, I don't know if it was in the book, but I mean, I did read that you actually went in front of Congress to tell them about this.
Yeah, we did a congressional briefing last year, and we'll be doing one next year in February as well. And I'm enlightening lawmakers. Honestly, I go in front of state capitol here in California, and lawmakers tell me we had no idea it was like that that this was going on to this extent. And so I'm basically just trying to teach and educate the lawmakers about what's going on. So it's a lot of work because they just assume, because the Trade Association for the Adult Film Industry Free Speech Coalition has been going to state capitol for 15 years telling them, oh, we love it, it's great, we love to pay taxes to California. Like, well, you forgot to mention, you know, all the degrading and violence and the workplace environment is horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sex trafficking. The porn industry is definitely sex trafficking. People, the women are lured in, and then they're coerced into doing sex acts and even forced. I have girls that I rescue out of the porn industry who have been totally raped and beat on a porn set.
Whoa.
And they can't all be wrong. We've helped over 100 people leave the porn industry, and all of them have something negative to say about the industry, and none of them knew that they actually, it was actually the law to use condoms in porn. It's the law. It's illegal for bodily fluids to touch skin. I mean, if you can't do it in a hospital, why can you do it on some private location in the valley?
Yeah.
So I'm just causing awareness, and so California is listening, and now they are rewriting the laws to actually enforce safety and health. So the porn industry is so mad right now, and threatening me. They're very mad with me right now.
Yeah.
And because they're gonna, and they're threatening they're gonna leave the country, and I say good riddance.
Yeah.
get out of my nation.
Yeah, that's true. Now
they care more about the feasible economics than performer health and safety.
I see.
So it's pretty terrible. I mean, I actually have video from like Cal Ocean meetings where we're discussing this, and they're always complaining about it's not feasible for us to do that economically. And I'm like, well, it's the law. The law is the law. I mean, I have video where Cal OSHA agents are yelling at the porn industry, telling them, it's the law. Shut up. Mm-hmm. It's the law. That's how terrible these meetings are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I definitely want to recommend the book because, you know, I mean, I read only like a few chapters in the beginning, but already you have that story of going to Mexico and being sent into a brothel and that. I mean, that was like reading like real fiction. And
it was real.
You know, yeah. I mean, I can't believe you went through that.
I mean, this is the Los Angeles sex scene, really, is what I represent, the whole L.A. scene. And the porn was just the ultimate, you know, progression where I ended up ultimately. And I should have died. I should be dead a dozen times right now. And God kept me alive for a purpose. And now I understand why I went through all that. Now I'm able to help millions of people by telling the truth about porn to men who are addicted to pornography, who are losing their jobs and families over their addiction. And I'm also able on the other extreme to help people who are in the industry. And I even educate them about their rights. If they still want to stay in there, I'm like, well, here's your rights as an employee. And they're like, what? We didn't know we had rights.
Yeah.
Of course not pornographers. So yeah, I would love everyone to read my book. They can get it on my website at shellylubin.com or just Google my name, Shelly Lubin, L-U-B-B-E-N, and get the truth. It's a powerful book.
Yeah, definitely. And so now where does it stand with Congress? You said you're going to go back and talk to them some more in February?
Yeah, in February we're supposed to do another briefing, and this time I'll be bringing more former porn actresses with me. Last time it was only me, but this time I'm bringing about four of them.
Right.
So, because we've been raising the girls up and helping them in the background for several years, and now many of them are ready to speak out.
I see. Okay, so it's not just you. I mean, there's other women that are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Talking
if you go to
this.
My website, I have the most comprehensive website of former porn actresses talking about the horrible conditions in the porn industry.
Right.
So, yeah, I've started an army. Yeah.
I think it's really great what you're doing. I am curious, though, because you did porn yourself for many years, and when, you know, you saw...
Not for many years. She said for 1 year.
Oh, it was only
30,
for 1 year.
Yeah, but...
But at 26, you stopped. What was the final straw, though, of making you stop?
Catching herpes devastated me.
Okay.
I was so sick, and it was like, I looked like a monster all over my body.
Really?
That's disgusting. My mouth everywhere. And I tried to kill myself. I mean, I was devastated. And, you know, back then, herpes was like catching HIV. There wasn't a lot of information about it. And then, you know, as time went on, I found out that I had cervical cancer due to HPV, human papillomavirus, and I said, oh my gosh, they asked me, have you ever had unprotected sex with multiple partners? I said, in porn, I did.
Right, yeah.
And I just, I was in a short time. Listen, the people in porn, they joke about their STDs. They don't understand the long-term health effects. Like, I'm 43 now, and I still deal with problems with my reproductive organs because of even my small time in porn, and I'm educating them, going, you can't keep catching chlamydia and herpes, and because when you get older, you're gonna have damaged reproductive organs, and I tell them, when you have herpes, you have a 50% higher chance of catching HIV,
right.
Which there's been many HIV outbreaks in the industry, even though they try and hide it. You know, LA Times has been great about exposing the porn industry.
Mm. Now,
There was 26 unpublicized HIV cases among performers since 2004.
Right.
And
they still use unprotected sex in the films, right? That's what you're saying?
Excuse me?
Are they still using unprotected sex in the
movies? Yes. Porn consumers don't want to see condoms.
Right.
And Larry Flint said he's not selling porn with condoms because no one will buy it.
Yeah.
No, condoms are not allowed in porn, and yet that clearly is the law.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow.
Learning so much.
Yeah, a lot of the women in porn, I tell them, do you know what the law is? They have to use barrier protection condoms, and they're like, what?
Mm.
I said, okay, this is such a secretive industry, so it's been my mission to expose every aspect of this industry.
Right. And, I think you emerged the winner. You described sexual abuse at an early age in your book. And so now I would imagine the reason you got into sex at all was, or the sex industry, is for financial reasons, right?
Part of it. I was actually kicked out on the street as a teenager and very naive. Mm-hmm. And a pimp came up to me, and he was so kind to me. He held me in his arms while I was crying. He told me it's going to be okay. And that really was the most affection I had ever received from an older man.
Right.
And so he talked me into a life of prostitution, and I really figured, well, my parents don't care, and God doesn't care, and so why should I care? And I just became like a war veteran, just surviving every day for
right.
6 years, just surviving. And then I thought porn would help me get out of that mess, and instead it almost killed me. It was worse. It was most degrading, filthy. I can't even believe I survived it. It has to be God that I'm even alive.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely a survivor, Shelley, and we really appreciate the time. The book is The Truth Behind Fantasy of Porn, The Greatest Illusion on Earth, Shelley Lubin, and ShelleyLubin.com. And you're right, when you Google her, you'll find a lot of different things. There's Wikipedia, and there's the discussion on Congress and all that stuff. So that's pretty interesting. Shelley, thank you so much. I think you're doing a noble thing, obviously. I think most people don't realize the real truth about porn or the industry itself. And, and then we just turn our heads the other way, and we don't really care. So,
well, thank you for helping me tell the truth. I really appreciate it.
Of course, no problem. And everybody go ahead and get the book. And Shelley, thanks again, and all the best to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure,
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. I have to say, that's been probably one of my most enjoyable guests.
Interviews?
Yeah,
really?
Interviews.
Yeah.
Very eye-opening,
Yeah.
I mean, I never assumed that it was a glamorous world, but having somebody, that's truly been through the worst, and only after a year of doing porn,
right.
Come on.
I know.
It's just crazy.
And, a lot of things in the book, when she was a prostitute, she got pregnant, and she had her baby, and...
Wow.
Yeah, and,
Wow.
So, and then she got into porn, so you can imagine, the life that she had.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
what a great guest. My goodness.
I know.
Truth behind the fantasy of porn. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so at least she's, I think she's doing a noble thing.
She absolutely is.
She is born again, from what I read, and all that. So, but I guess that can't hurt,
No.
It can only help, when you
saving
find your...
Saving other people from experience, going through what she went through.
Yeah. And so. It's pretty cool that she's devoted her life to that, you have to be passionate about it, and... Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, so if you guys think we live in a glamorous place...
Think again.
Yeah. There's so much porn going around here, you know. And the funny thing is, you know, you never know if the girl behind you is, at Starbucks is not a porn star or something.
That's
you know,
true.
You just don't know.
Yeah, I always hear, you know, it's people you'd least expect.
Yeah, sometimes. Many of them look so normal, you know. And
I could be a porn star, Sam. You don't know.
Could you?
I could.
I can't see you
just
as doing
Google
that.
Don't Google white chocolate. I'm kidding. That's funny.
But no, so, I mean, she did mention they make like a couple grand a movie
yeah,
because
there's
more
grand.
Than one scene, yeah.
I guess it definitely obviously varies because there are so many different things, you know, not
yeah.
necessarily just sex, but what even just hands. I don't know. I don't know because I don't do it, but even 2,000 would not be enough, you know? I mean,
yeah.
nothing would. It's just not a legitimate, you know, it's not a healthy, safe environment. You shouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, and not only that, you know, but like you said, it lives on forever on the internet.
It does.
You know, and on video.
Yeah, you never will
It's never going to go away. I mean, I'm sure she's, like, haunted by it still, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Moving on. Did you hear about this girl yesterday, Halloween, accidentally hangs herself at a haunted house?
Are you serious?
Actually, I apologize. This didn't happen yesterday, but it happened this past weekend. You know, the haunted houses, there's one in St. Louis, Missouri. This is where it happened. And it's one of those, like, you know, parks. It's called Creepy World. People go. It's like a spooky little, you know, Halloween festivity.
Right.
And one of the girls that was working this haunted place, you know, apparently it was a prop, a noose.
Like a noose or something?
Yeah, a noose.
Yeah.
And she hung, you know, she accidentally hung herself. Now she's in critical condition right now. But... gosh. And they said they don't know the exact details just yet as far as did she purposely do this? Did somebody else, you know, come up to her and put her in, like, do this? But apparently, you know, she had been like this for quite a while. People were walking by, didn't even realize, just thought she was a fake person hanging.
Wow.
So pretty crazy. Can you imagine? I would freak out if I was at that haunted place.
Wow.
Haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's reality imitating art, I guess, huh?
Yeah, 17-year-old girl.
17 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's alive right now, but apparently that company has been, like, sued up the yin-yang. Like, 2 years ago, a girl died from just going through the haunted house because of all the fumes and stuff, and she had asthma. So from this happened in 2009, and then she died in 2010 after being a vegetable for a year because of different things from that haunted mansion, apparently.
Yeah, I can't believe the things
kinda
that people
weird.
Do, man. Yeah. You know, and... I wonder if anybody ever died of fear, of being scared in there.
I don't know. You know what? I'm sure it has happened. That's a rarity, though. That's pretty bad, you know?
Yeah.
It'd have to be something pretty crazy. Or, you know, an older person, you know? Elder, 80, 90 years old, going through a haunted mansion, having a heart attack. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't get scared from that stuff, though. That's why I really don't even enjoy haunted mansions or those rides that take you on a tour and it's supposed to be spooky.
Uh-huh.
Because don't you already know, oh, this is supposed to be scary, so you expect things to pop out.
Yeah. That's
so I
true.
Always have to just fake, I really don't care, no.
I know, that's funny. It reminds me of when I was in Amsterdam and I went to the wax museum there.
Ah.
So, you know, and I was pretty high, you know, I mean, in Amsterdam you smoke all the pot in the world.
Nice.
And so I went there, it was pretty weird, you know, I mean, you go in there and you see like characters that look like real people, you know, actresses like Julia Roberts and that, so...
It's pretty cool. I was never...
So I go in there, but then there's a section, a scary section, right? And it gets really dark, and you go in, and it's like all horror stuff.
Really?
And then suddenly, it's like people jumping out at you.
Ooh.
And, you know, you don't expect that at a wax museum, you know?
Wax statues jumping out.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, those were real people.
Oh, real people. Would kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
If you don't expect it at all, you know?
I know, and you're high, and you get fucking paranoid, man.
That's better. If I have a drink or two in me, then I enjoy it a little more.
I know, but it's like I was going crazy, and, you know, I thought, wow, you know. So, and then I thought, as long as they don't touch me, I'm good, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Holy crap, yeah. That'd be freaky. A friend of mine sent me this one little video. I'm sure you've seen them. First of all, just a warning, people, anytime a friend sends you a video and they say just stare really closely into the center, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, because this video is like 40 seconds long. It's just like a very mesmerizing, you're just kind of mesmerizing. You're just following this like little car driving, mm-hmm. and you're just staring at. They say stare at the car, and you're just staring at the car, and it's really peaceful. And then all of a sudden, boom! Like this ridiculous ghost monster thing screams and.
Oh really?
But they really, I mean, it had me jump 10 feet, really? Literally. It was terrifying. Because you're just literally so focused, and you're just staring,
uh-huh.
and you're relaxed, and they say, really pay attention, and then out of nowhere, that thing pops out.
Wow. So, what's it called? Is it on YouTube?
I'm not sure. There are many versions of it. I don't know, but anyone okay. listening, you guys know what I'm talking about, I'm sure.
I've never seen it, but many people have, yeah.
I'll have to send you one, yeah. I don't know what you would call it. They don't really have a name because they try to get you, right? Yeah. It's a joke, ha-ha. A joke that almost gave me a heart attack.
I know. It's amazing the creative things that people do, you know, yeah. on the internet, man. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the big news today you probably heard is Kim Kardashian, right?
Womp, womp. Yeah. Unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
Is it really? I mean, are we all surprised about this? You know, they actually were married 72 days.
Congrats, Kim and Chris. Am I surprised? No. But I think this is absolutely pathetic. You know, it just seems like it was a total sham. $22 million on a wedding, $2 million or whatever it was on a ring.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of, I think it's, what kind of an example are they giving to other people? Like, that kind of money just thrown out the door, it's almost insulting to people with regular income. When you divide that up, that's like $167,000 a day in a year that they spend. One day worth of money?
Right.
That's more than 93% of the people in this country's income in a year.
That's true,
that's
you
pathetic.
Know, but I mean, I say that about any wedding, you know. Don't go out and spend like 50 grand on a fucking wedding, you know.
Yeah, 50 grand though,
yeah,
no, for them
like
would
one
be fine.
Night.
22 million might
No,
have.
I know, but I'm just giving an example that, you know, in today's world, you don't know if you're going to stay married, you know. Why spend all this fucking money, you know?
Right. But the disgusting part about this is apparently they didn't put any of their money into this.
Yeah, they
it was all paid for. Because
like
they,
sponsors and
right,
things like that.
And because they did 4 hours on TV, which I didn't even take a second to watch. 4 hours on TV capturing their wedding, and of course they got, you know, money from that. But apparently comedian Rob Delaney is suing, says he's going to sue because he thinks it's absolutely absurd, you know. And
what's he suing for, though?
Let's see. He's the most popular stand-up comedian on Twitter, has announced he's planning to sue Kim to prevent her plan to divorce husband Chris Humphries. He has also announced that he's going to sue Ryan Seacrest and E! Entertainment Television and Comcast for their part in promoting what he suspects was a sham marriage from the beginning.
Yeah.
He personally is offended by the extravagant build-up of the televised wedding and its massive price tag and seemingly flippant end.
Yeah, so how did that affect his life that he's suing? I mean, what the hell is that about?
I don't think it's about that. I think it's more about it being kind of suspected that it's just a complete sham.
Right.
And how... Yeah. I don't quite know.
But you said he wants to sue them, right?
Yeah, he wants to
sue
them.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Like,
sanctity
for
of
wasting
their
his time?
Or find out whether he goes through with the lawsuit or not. I don't know. He might be all at jokes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy
shit.
Oh,
while Delaney states that this is not a joke, it seems unlikely that he will actually sue the above parties. Delaney is known to write in a very tongue-in-cheek manner. Mm. So there you have it.
Okay, there
but
you go.
But still, you know, it is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
It's just a...
People spend that kind of money, and... But why did people... I'm wondering, why are we not surprised? Why did people think they're not going to last?
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm more so... I think people are just... I just think, you know, if you're out in the public and you're, you know, famous, and especially through reality, mm-hmm. I just think you should set a better example.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... first of all, it's like, how long were they together? And then you get married, and 3 months later, you decide to get, not even 3 months, you decide to just give up.
Mm.
I think that is kind of pathetic, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just pathetic.
It really is. You know, I mean, why bother getting married in the first place? What's the rush to get married?
Mm-hmm.
You know? She's, what, 31,
it's
right?
It's all a publicity stunt. Yeah,
yeah. 31 years old.
So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And she's famous for what, exactly?
Well, her father, you know, doing the...
The O.J. trial.
The O.J. trial. Right. That's kind of what made their family kind of famous. And then through that, I mean, they just, I don't know, known millionaires. And she's now done, you know, some...
Reality show.
Reality
and
shows.
Like
and, yeah. They're honestly just known for...
For being
Kardashian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For nothing, you know?
Sure now they have clothing lines and perfume lines and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. You know, but they came out of nowhere and nobody really cares about them. Another person we don't really care about is Jessica Simpson, do we?
What happened with her?
She's pregnant, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they've been talking. I guess there's been rumors and everything, but now she's she tweeted that she's going to be a mommy. So.
Good to know.
Yeah. She's a pretty woman.
I don't really care knowing that stuff. It's just...
Yeah. I know. It's like, why do we know that, right?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of pointless.
But so I guess the baby's from... a man named Eric Johnson.
Okay.
And I guess she had previously expressed her desire to have his babies.
Interesting.
So I don't know what month she's in, but apparently she has a belly already. So.
Oh, congratulations, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth.
Yeah,
right?
I do not plan to follow in those footsteps anytime soon.
Yeah. Wow.
Having a child is tough work, man.
Yeah. But they're not married, right? I mean, that's probably her...
I don't know.
He's
okay.
A fiancé.
I don't follow up too much with her, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Did you ever hear any of her songs at all?
Oh, and she was really popular at one point.
She was, yeah.
And had her own reality show with whatever his face is from Backstreet
Nick Lachey, right. Yeah.
I liked her when I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, her and Britney Spears were super popular.
Yeah.
It's funny when you think about it, Jessica Simpson's kind of faded. I mean, I'm sure she's singing. We all kind of continue doing stuff. It's just a matter of when you're kind of in the spotlight and when you're just not.
Right.
But Britney Spears, she's pretty, and it's pretty insane where she started to where she ended up. Like, remember the period where she literally, she was in the news all the time, shaved her head bald.
She was very hot.
She was hot, but I mean, she was going through issues, major problems for about 2-3 years.
No, I meant she was hot in the media, though. I mean, people were covering her all the time. Yeah.
That went way over the head. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible. And now she's back and she's got some great songs out. I mean, she's been going strong for 2-3 years now, ever since that horrible stage.
Is her new music pretty good? I haven't heard any.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should check it out.
Yeah,
it's great. I mean, it's different from what she used to do, you know.
Oh, is it really?
I mean, slightly. It's just a little more mature, but it's still always that sexy, you know.
Yeah.
Sexy raspy. Come and get me. Ooh, baby. I don't know.
Yeah. So I guess also Lindsay Lohan just got new teeth. She
new
got
teeth.
A new smile, yeah.
Why did she get new teeth?
Because people have been criticizing her teeth for being decayed and things like that.
From the drugs and cigarettes?
From everything, yeah.
Oh, what a surprise.
So I guess she went out and got a whole new smile and... we'll see how she looks. I don't know.
She's one of those girls that you gotta, I mean, in a way, feel bad for her because of where, you know, look at her mom and dad. They just have been horrible role models. They're always in trouble with the police, and so is she now.
Yeah.
And you know, in order to kind of get out of that funk that she's been in, you have to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I suppose.
But I thought she hit rock bottom like 2-3 years ago. Now it's like, I mean, it's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hope she doesn't die.
She's totally out of control.
She is. You got to feel bad, but it. Ugh.
Yeah, and you have to wonder about the people that surround her. I mean, there's got to be somebody that says, look, you're not doing very well. You know,
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
It's a hardcore addiction, though. I mean, you know, she is going through some major addictions and problems. And God only knows what's truly going on in her head. But, you know, I'm sure it's very hard to get back on pace and healthy.
Yeah. Where has she been? She hasn't done anything lately other than being in the news for all the trouble she gets in.
Yeah.
But she hasn't done any movies or anything recently.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she was signed on to do a few or one or two and things. She just gets, she keeps having to go to court for the community service that she's not doing and all that crap. It's like, it's just a bunch of craziness.
And what about the chick that she was dating? Do you remember?
Ronson chick.
What happened with her? Is she not around anymore?
No. As far as I know, they've been done with quite a while, for a long time.
She was quite a character, that woman.
She was. You know, I shock myself. Sometimes I see girls and I'm like, oh, that's a chick I would probably date.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't consider myself even bisexual. I consider myself straight, but... think chicks, unlike guys are like, you're either straight or you're gay.
Right.
You know, you don't just kind of say, oh, I would date a guy.
Right.
The more I talk to chicks, it's like the more we're more open to it.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's no stigma to it.
Yeah.
But you said you're attracted more to, like, boyish types, right?
Oh, yeah. If it's a chick, it's definitely, like, a masculine chick. And by masculine, I don't mean, like, muscles and...
Right, but not a lipstick lesbian.
No, not the pretty girl type. Like a dude-ish type girl.
I wonder why that is.
Well, because they still look manly, you know?
I see.
Yeah, isn't that weird? No, I dig it. I totally dig it.
I wonder if you'll end up with one sometime.
You never know. I mean, I'm not totally against it. At the same time, I've never been in the position where it was presented in a way that I could take it serious.
Right.
So I feel like I would chicken out of it, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
Yeah, until you fall in the arms of one girl that knows what to do with you.
Right.
You know? And she'll seduce you, and there won't be anything you can do about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, there was an event on, I can't remember what night that I went to, sometime last week, Hit Music Central USA, a new TV show starting 2012, early 2012. Anyway, it's... they were having like a premiere party, and Vicky Martinez, I don't know if you know who that is. She sang on that reality show, The Voice, and she was one of the very top contestants. Anyway, she performed there, and I watched the whole season of The Voice, and I had the biggest crush on her.
Wow.
I had a crush on her. So to see her, I was like, oh my God.
Now, what does it mean
Isn't
to have
weird?
A crush on her?
She's an artist. She's an incredible singer.
Okay, so now she's known more.
Right.
More.
I mean, she's obviously not huge, but she's definitely getting her around. I mean, I'm a fan of her music. I love it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do, you know. But she's not. She's no Jennifer Lopez yet. Yet.
But she has her own music? Her own original music?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Check her out. Cool. Vicky Martinez.
Okay, we'll check her out.
Yeah.
No problem.
Hopefully she'll find me. Find me, Vicky Martinez.
Well, you find her. Let her know you exist.
I want to know if she's a lesbian.
Let her know you exist.
I will.
Well, maybe she will be after she meets you.
Ah, I like that.
You never know, you know.
Good thinking.
Yep.
So what else is going on? Oh, congrats to my Steelers. They beat the New England Patriots this weekend. I mean,
oh, they did?
They didn't just beat them. They crushed them.
Really?
Hell yeah,
what
Steelers.
What was the score?
Black and gold. I can't remember the exact score, actually.
Yeah.
I just know that we were kicking their ass big time. Tom Brady got like, woo.
Yeah.
We kicked Tom Brady's booty.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I don't have any like.
I know. Really. There was another lopsided game with Philadelphia and in Dallas.
Okay.
I mean, they kicked their ass so bad, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So much for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I guess the Bank of America is dropping the planned $5 debit card fee. Did you know about that? Are you, like, with Bank of America?
I'm not with them.
Yeah, but even other banks, they all plan to start charging people for using a debit card.
Right, which really pissed me off. So wait,
yeah, so a lot
on?
Of people got really pissed about it, and the bank decided to reverse the decision. And not charge that to people. I just don't understand all the commotion. You know, I mean, it's $5 a month, you know. What's the big deal, you know? What kills me is the $35 overdraft fees.
Well, no, you know,
that's
not...
That's what kills you.
Yeah. But it's not even the point of, oh, it's just $5 a month. The point is, like, you know, people are trying... They're trying to charge for anything they can think of.
Right.
And these add up, okay? $5 here, $5 there. I mean, it adds up. It only gets more and more, you know?
Yeah,
so.
But you can't blame them. It's a business, you know? They're in business to make money, you know? And that's what happens, you know?
But...
I mean, I hate banks as much as the next guy, but I don't think the $5 should have been a big deal. Just like the $20 on Netflix, I don't think is a big deal for what you get.
Sure,
but,
sure.
You know, some people have to complain about everything, and then they go and occupy Wall Street and blame everybody for their problems. I don't know.
I have some really amazing news right now.
Yes.
Vicky Martinez is a lesbian.
Oh, really? You
she
just
is.
Found out?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a lesbian.
There you go. You see, you.
She
you
digs
found
chicks.
Her out.
I like it.
Good. Well, anyway. I'm gonna arrange for her to meet you.
I know. Let's have her on the show.
Yeah. Why not? All right, Steph. Thank you so much for everybody for joining us, I mean. And, Steph, thank you.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for bearing with us in the beginning while the carpet was being cleaned.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome.
been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.